Now, so we have, of the Kalamoria, and the Kalamoria has the deal set of high time, the Elon Mabashi high time, the deal to, you have to come to Yochri, you need to go to the Bosse, you came from Masaka, the Echo, you get a shield of Echo, from the Lena on Masaka, you said, you know, you said, you know, you said, you know, so I call him, that's the deal set of Kalamoria. So that we, according to Balamoya, so according to him, we can meet in the Eved. We can meet in the Eved without Kirk. And Kirk is also a Chachira. Kirk is also a Chachira. Now, in Balamoya, Shiti is according to the Abono. So you can only become the beast, if it is everything that is everything that is me. And if it is not everything that is me, that is me, or the Kirk, you're not becoming the beast, according to the Abono, in the Eved. Why? Because the Abono whole, mitzvah is in battle, it's a zoo. It's a battle, it's a zoo. Then we have the Shita of the Muhammad, the Rambam. He holds that according to Hila, so Kirach is Me'akim, and Matzah is very beautiful, so it is Me'akim. And according to the Rabbonon, the Rambam says, so it doesn't make any difference whether it is Albi Kirach, oh, Shomei Albi Kirach, because the Rabbonim also agree with Yerushalmi that Mitzvah is in Bakr is Rezu. The only thing is, he holds that there is a Chiyuv Davke Albi Kirach, or Matzim Ben Yechlu. And the Rabbonim say there is no Chiyuv Davke Albi Kirach. So you can become the Mitzvah according to Rabbonim, either way, there is not even a Lechatila according to Rabbonim. According to Hillel, the Rambam says, so Kirach is Me'akim. Kirach is Me'akim. Now there, we have it, so the Rashbam Shite. The Rashbam Shite appears to be that there is a machlekes between. Now, what's the Rashbam Shite in regard to Hillel? So the Rambam doesn't say it. But it's mashma, since he doesn't say it. So it's mashma that the Rashbam Shite in regard to Hillel is like the Rambam, that Kirach is Me'akim, because the Pashkes of the Moshe Nagmora is like that. Omro Balil Shere Kirach Basachat Veichon, Shenema Amatis and Veil Miyachlu, so the Pashkes Haloshti indicates that it's Me'akim. But the Rishayni who say that it's not Me'akim, so they say it, and since the Rashbam doesn't say anything, so it's more mashma than Rashbam Shite means in regard to Hillel, like the Rambam, that Kirach is Me'akim. But in regard to the Rabbanon, so according to the Rashbam, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan, and Ravash. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that Davke Zebid Me'atz was Zebid Me'atz. But I'll be Kirach, so he's not free to know. So the Rashbam says, I'm going to be able to come and put it out for the ground the rest of the world. Even the heaven is not kind of Mitzvah. Why? Because the Yerich and the Holtz and the Kol and the Rabbah. So Mitzvah is a battle of Zuezu. It means a battle of Zuezu, so it's not kind of Mitzvah. And according to Ravashi, he says, the Rabbah will be Raisi. Make a healer. In Jericho Namish Abadon, but that's in accordance with Ravashi's king, the Raisi. So he says, in Jericho Namish Abadon, But the Rashbam says, "You will kill Kinnor, so we have to say that according to the Rashbam Shite is according to Rav Ashi. So the Rabbon hold. So the Rabbon hold that the Rabbon hold that Me'akim it isn't. But the Chathila it has to be Zebifne'atzmei. Jesus also said the same thing, that according to the Rabbonon, so the Chathila it has to be Zebifne'atzmei. But the Eved it's good even on the Kirach. The Ramban Shite is that according to the Rabbonon there is not even the Chathila, then it has to be Zebifne'atzmei. Both are equally good. In other words, Kirach is good lechatchile and zebifne'atzmei is good lechatchile. But from the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, we have to say that the Rabbanon of Vilna hold, according to Ravash, I'll leave it the Rabbanon of Vilna. So the Eved, it is good if Malkeirach, because Rabbi Yechon holds that in the Eved it's not good. But according to Ravash, so the Eved is good out of here. The Eved is good out of here. But lechatchile, it should be zebri v'yat v'zebri v'yat. Now, what is the Shittas Rambam? The most confusing Shitta is the Shittas Rambam. So we mentioned that the Rambam, in discussing the Seder, his mana fights. So the Rambam says, v'akach kedach matzol bo v'kachas, v'kabu v'chabes. So that's like Hillel, except that the only mention is Matzul Mora, not Pesach Matzul Mora. So the Shittas Rambam, could be like the Rishonim who say that Hillel only says that Matzul Mora have to be Yachad. But Pesach Matzah Moreh Nata, I mean that two Mishrois in Agud, Kirei Mishavila, or Yekirach Matzah Moreh Mor Mishre, and the other Mishre is, or Yekirach Pesach Matzah Moreh. So the Shittas Rambam, is that Hillel is only Mechayev Matzah Moreh, but not Pesach Matzah Moreh. Why? Because Al is the meaning of Antapo, Veit Yevip Aroet, or Kibir HaShomayim Aroet, there it means Antapo, and it also, Al also has the meaning of somewhere, like Yehid Shosu or Palmimoyim, so it doesn't mean that the tree is mamish, planted in the water, it means near the water. So many say that that's the Machlekes. So the machlik is between Hillel and the Rambam. Hillel understands the Al Matzum and Yochlu in the sense of Antapo. So if according to Hillel, so the pshat of Al Matzum and Yochlu is Antapo, so then we have to say Pesach Matzum, that he wants Yochlu according to Hillel to eat all the three in the form of Kerech. Al Matzah Zubayim, the Pesach should be eaten on top of Matzah Zubayim, that means a sandwich of Pesach Matzah Zubayim. But, and the Rabbanan say that Al has the meaning of near, not on top. But according to Hillel, it means on top. But those who say that Hillel is only in the Chayim, that Matzah Zubayim should be together, not Pesach Matzul Moreh. So we have to say that if we come to Hillel, so the Al means near. So what does it mean? Somuch to Matzah Zemreim, so that means Matzah Zemreim have to be together. But the Pesach has to be somuch to the Matzah Zemreim that have to be together. So that's why So even according to Hillel, so there is no chiyuv of making the kerech of Pesach Matzul Moreh. The chiyuv is only of Matzul Moreh. All right, that's one point. But the Rambam here in Berikhes Halacha Vav seems to pass more like Hillel. Ratich kerech Matzul Moreh kachas mitabu lecharis es emporer boruch atan shomtim lachlo ashom tzitzom tzimon lachil asmat asum kerim veichu. And then, but then he says, we more how matter if you have to more of anatomy, we more how to live natural than anatomy. So it appears as if the Rambam is giving everyone a choice. He can do it like Hillel, and he can do it like Rambam. I mean, that's right. And then, what Nalocha has, so he said, Ma, ze shein shum kol mach, ze shein shum shum, acha shum bevorek hamitza lachem, chizel bevorek lach lasmat, vichizel bevorek lach lasmoret, umbat nitaru bevorek hamitza. So it's that Gemara has to eat by Yitzhak, looking over the Rambam. So in other words, it is not Muchre, but the Halacha is not Muchre. But before He said, Rakafti with matzah all the time. So this is what the Rebbe means, because when I was a little kid, we go back and say, I see that we die. What do you share with you? First of all, the kasha of the Rebbe means, why was it Pascal like Hillel when the Gemara says that there was no Achoye or the Alochi of the Hillel or the Alochi of the Hillel or the Alochi of the Hillel or the Alochi of the Hillel? And then assuming that he does Pascal like Hillel, so why, so is the Asira with Dayek, so why does he say in Mocha Matzik with the Asira? Umor of Matzik. And why does he say in Aloch Ahes, Bizman Azeh, Shei Shom Korban, Achash Muborech HaMitzalechem, Chizu Mubarach HaSfatzah, and then Mogir, and then and then all the three things he has to do. That's only because we don't know that Aloha is like Hillel or like Aloha, because had we been sure that Aloha is like Hillel, so he would have to do two things. First Matzah and then Kerech, not first Matzah and then Mogher and then Kerech. So we see that the Rambam past means that it's not Muche, that's the idea of the Rambam. So we say, last time, that it could be that the Shittas HaRambam means like, as the Gemara says, it's definitely like the Gemara says, because the Rambam in Aloch Ches mentions the din of Gemara that he has Bizman Hazeh, he has to do three things, Matzeh, the Morer, the Kerach, but he agrees with the Shitta of the Balamoy. And they says that even according to Hillel, so Kirach is not Likume, it's only Lechatchil, it's only Lechatchil. So the way where the Rambam says, V'hakach Kirach, Matzu, Moreh, Kiachas. V'hakach Kirach, Matzu, Moreh, Kiachas. Two, there is a subject where the Haloch is like Hillel, or the Haloch is like Rabbonon. There is a subject, but, even according, So you can make Kerech of Matzah and Moreh. Because even if the Aloche is like the Rabbonon, so on one hand, the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Balamoyeh that the whole deal of Kerech is only the Chathilin, according to him. There, but it's not Miyak. There, it's not Miyak. On the other hand, he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam, that according to the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon of Hillel also agrees with Hillel, that mitzvah in the battle is for Zuf. So in Mele, he says, V'hakar kerech matzu morer ki'achas, bizman ha'bayis. So then both the Rabbonon and the Hillel agree that inasmuch as both are mitzvahs, the right say, so is in mitzvahs b'matul zu'ezu, so it's kirech matzu mo'er ke'achas. So it begins according to the to Hillel, begins according to Rabbonon. So, but then the question arises: why does he say mi'mochel matzu b'fnei atzmo, u'mo'er b'fnei atzmei, mi'mochel chalzeh b'fnei atzmei? So he said last time it could be the pshat in the Rambam, in view of the fact that the Rambam doesn't say he can do one of two things. The Rambam doesn't say. V'hakach, oy shehu kirach matzo mo'ed ha'achas, oy shehu eichel matzo mifne atzmei, umo'ed ha'atzmei. He doesn't say it like that. He doesn't express it that way. But he says, v'hakach kirach matzo mo'ed ha'achas. So what's the preferable way? Kirach, why? Because maybe that loch is like Hillel. So, and according to Hillel, so the whole apostle like Hillel, he has to do it that way. But then he says, suppose for some reason he cannot do it. For some reason. So let him hold up the karamitre with the air. So he says, the preferable way is to do it out of the care in order to fulfill the lachatri of vila. But so then we both but if for some reason he cannot eat both together, he must eat each one separately. Let him eat each one separately. So still we make the karam mitzvah, even out of the Hillel, because the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam that he says that kilach according to him is over. So that's very good now. Now, the Gemara, our Gemara, says that even the Rabbanan of Hillel, who said that mitzvah is in the hard place, and even Hillel, who says that mitzvah is in the hard place, who is who? So that's only if both are on the same level. But if one is a mitzvah, the right, and one is a Jews or a mitzvah, Rabbanan, so from the point of view of the Isaiah, it's also an issue. So then it is Mubarak. So the issue is Mubarak. That's why this Marazeh, where Matzeh is the Isaiah and Moreh is the Rabbanon. So then it is Mubarak. It is Mubarak even Al-Libaniyah. Even Al-Libaniyah. This is what the process is. Now there is a Yom-Shalmi, which according to the Amish Prasami, Yerushalmi Chalmi, Al-Chalmi. So, that Yerushalmi, according to the Pshat of the nation, so says the antithesis, just the reverse. Yerushalmi Chalmi, and Chishma Chalmi, that's right after the first Tzaloch Aleph, and Yerushalmi is classified according to the Mishnah, which are called words. So, in Aloch Aleph, just on the second half in Yerushalmi, the definition of Aleph. So Yerushalmi said as follows, Hillel Azokor, Hoyokele Yerushalmi Kiachas. So in other words, so that seems contrary to the Shittes of Shemim, who say that Hillel was only Mechayev, Matzah Umar, Rambam Shita Pirzim, and Nachas HaMatzah. You are talking about the Gevra Shmosh Kukyachas. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chluki Mal Yul Azok. Now, here it's also Rabbi Yechane mentioned. And the methods are similar. Here Rabbi Yechane, Bavli Rabbi Yechane says, Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chilki Nol Of Chavei Yul Mal Yul. Vitanya. Here Rabbi Yerushalmi says, Yudis is a similar ocean, a little different. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chluki Mal Yul Azok. So what does it mean? So the Pimenshi. The Pimenshi explains it. It means mamesh what the Beichanan says in the Bible. In other words, the Rabbanon achil ikanim. So Yerushalmi is the Kashi. How can we say that Rabbi Yechanan says that the Rabbanon achil ikanim? Well, the Beichanan and the Rabbanon achil ikanim. So then the Alochet should be like the Rabbanon. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechanan acted out, he will cheat. So the Yerushalmi gives two terms. Come, the first direct is, come with man bisam, come with shasam mikdosh, we come shaloi with shasam mikdosh. This is the first direct. I mean, I'm explaining it according to the pshat of the nation. In other words, when was Hillel? In other words, when does Rabbi Yechanan say, Chluki mal Hillel Azokin? The Daloch is not like Hillel Azokin, because we all, everybody is Hillel Azokin. So that is Bisman Bisamidosh. So Bisman Bisamidosh, they are Hillel Azokin. And when did Rabbi Yechanan act out like Hillel? That was Shalom Bisman Bisamidosh. So the Bimeisha says, The first text in the Yerushalmi is mamish the antithesis of what the Bavli says. The Bavli says here, Vavil mandolam mitzvah mitzvah. Who is that? Hillel. Handle the rice and the rice, like his manabites. With Rabbanon, out the rice and Rabbanon is manaseh. So then, even the Rabbanon will agree with Hillel that. So even Hillel will agree with the Rabbanon that mitzvahs is mevatel. That mitzvahs is mevatel. And the Yerushalmi says just the reverse. Now Yerushalmi is the kasha. a moment of the Yechanan says the halacha is not like Hillel, who's halacha was. Then, but the Yechanan himself was made like Hillel, so the Yishalmi's first teretz was that when does the Yechanan say the halacha is not like Hillel, that is when Abayis, where both were the Raises. So then, we add the halacha is not like Hillel. So then we say that mitzvah says we bat mitzvah when both are prices. But Rav Yechan himself is marazek that out like here. Because since more is the rabbonon and matz is the ice, so then rishus is not mivat like the ice. A mitzvah the ice is mivat like the ice. But the rishus is not mivat like the ice. Man is the reverse of the bat. I mean, that's very strange. Hakotza lakotza. That Yerushalayim is to say, manage the reverse of the map. That's one text, that's the first text of Yerushalayim. Then comes another text that the Yerushalayim says. A few things come to the Kaddish of some doors, Shneivon, Rabbi, Rabbi, Malechot, Umbatlet. So, in other words, then the second text is that Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan would do it in his Rabbi's too. Rabbi Yechanan happened to live after the Holy Sabbath. But Rabbi Yechanan would do the same thing, would have done the same thing, even if he had lived with his Rabbi's. But what did Rabbi Yechanan do? He ate only matzah blood together, not pest matzah blood, because he couldn't eat pest matzah blood. So if Rabbi Yechanan had lived with Rabbi Sabbath, he also would have done the same thing. And he would have eaten matzen bor basachas, not pesach matzen bor. So that's why the Yechanan say the din is not like Hillel, because Hillel ate pesach matzen bor here, chluk in olos. So it's not. We don't fast like Hillel in regard to that one. But Rabbi Yechanan does fast like Hillel in regard to matzen bor. He doesn't fast like Hillel in regard to pesach matzen bor, but in regard to Matzil Moreh, he passes. So that's the second evidence. Now, why does Rabbi Yechanan pass like Hillel in regard to Matzil Moreh, but not in regard to Pesach Matzil Moreh? Why? Because Pesach, if it is, you cannot do it the way Hillel did Pesach Matzil Moreh. Because if you have Pesach Matzil Moreh, so you have two things. So we have the matzah and the moreh neged the pesach. So it's mevatel the pesach. You have the pesach and the matzah and the moreh, so it's mevatel the moreh. So you have the pesach and the moreh neged the matzah, so it's mevatel the matzah. Mashenke, if you eat just two things, matzah and moreh, that's a vehicle thing. So you have chablik and chab. So then it's not mevatel. So then it's not mevatel. Now, so I mean, the second teretz, the distinction between Pesach Matzah Moreh and Matzah Moreh. By Pesach Matzah Moreh, so then mitzvah is mevat mitzvah. And by Matzah Moreh, mitzvah is not mevat mitzvah. So the distinction is very simple, because in order to have people, so it's a lochel chabit rem. So if we have ikazai is Pesach, ikazai is Matzah, and ikazai is Moreh, so then, the Kazayis Pesach becomes bottled in the Tubsensi of Pesach and Moreh. The Kazayis Pesach becomes bottled in the Tubsensi of Matzah and Moreh. The Kazayis Matzah becomes bottled in the Tubsensi of Pesach and Moreh. The Kazayis Moreh becomes bottled in the Tubsensi of Pesach and Moreh. But if you have just the Kazayis Matzah and the Kazayis Moreh, so chad b'chad, there is no bitl. There is no bitl. I mean, so that is, because of this Yerushalmi, so the Hashulchan explains the Rambam. That because, in other words, that he passes like Rambam. Of course, the Rambam passes like Rambam. And what the Machlik is between the Hillel and the Rambam is only in regard to the question whether he can be Kirach Pesach Matzah Moreh. But Matzah Moreh, so everybody says, what? Now, but the pshat of the Nation is very strange, because according to the Nation's pshat in the Yerushalmi, So then it turns out it follows that the Yerushalmi is saying just the verse of the Bible, according to the Bavli. So even the one who says that mitzvah saying Bakr is going to say the Tom in the Hai said the Hais, but the Hai said the Abon, so then mitzvah Bakr is going to, and Yerushalmi says just the verse. Now, when the Gemara says here, that is all, that I'm telling the Shabbos for the interest in the Bible is with Zul, humanly, it's here, that we say Bible. The implication being that Rabban of you will say, Mitzvah is the Bible is with Zul. Or I did according to the Rabban, that I will the MS, so the Rabban also will be here, that Mitzvah is the Bible is with Zul. But Rabbi Mishnah in the Gemara, they held that according to Rabbanon, so mitzvahs and bakras were. So there is such a shit that mitzvahs and bakras. And Yilon says mitzvahs and bakras. So we have to understand what does it mean that according to Rabbanon of Yilon, the Cholapoches, the Rabbi Mishnah in the Gemara, so mitzvahs and bakras were. What kind of beetle? There are two kinds of beetle. There is one beetle in the heavens. In other words, if we eat out of the kerach, so we melee, so the matzah becomes bottle in the Pesach, becomes bottle in the matzah. So it's beetle in the heavens. Like the people of Kolatera Kulik, which is a people of the head. But then there is another kind of people. Not people in the head, which is a deep Kolatera Kulik, people in the head. Which in Suri is a people in the head. Here there is another kind of people. People in the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah of eating Matzah consists in the Maisa Achilo of Matzah. Now, if I eat the matzah and the mora together, and I swallow the matzah together with the mora. So we may lay the tam mora is mivate. The maaseh mitzvah of achilas matzah. If he eats in the basar. So it's not the general thing of people, which is a bitl in the chavetz, but it's a special thing of people. It's a bitl in the maaseh. In the maaseh. Now we'll see. You see that we and Bittum mitzvah zuezu love Bittum Tamu shavina tam bota mitach. He means Bittum Tamu, it means Bittum Lechert. Elo shechiku mitzvah matzvah. So the habit that Acharim, Eloi came to Tam Mitzvah Shekemeso, or Yichmu on that. In other words, so he's explaining it. Hillel, that the Reise, so Mitzvah Seinu Vatel. So he says, why is that Mivatel? Because it's the same Reise Mitzvah, the Reise, it has the same level. But he came to Mitzvah Shus and Mitzvah, Mitzvah Rabon and the Reise. So then, the Tam of the Rabon, so it's mivate, the maisa mitzvah of the rice. We call okay, culture there are also in the middle. All right, so that word. So he says in so many words that we in mitzvah mitzvah is love mitzvah tam. Shatam what was shechim mitzvah mitzvah shalav mitzvah achim. So it's a loch in the maisa. So we have two possibilities of it. One possibility of bitl is bitl in the Chepte, and the other possibility of Bittul is Bittul in the Maizamit. Now, when Yerushalmi makes the distinction between Kera, Pesach Matzah Mokeh, and Matzah Mokeh, so that distinction can only relate to the Bittul in the Chepte. So if so far as Bittul in the Chepte is concerned, so that there is a very simple distinction between Pesach Matzah Moreh and Matzah Moreh. If you Joachim, Pesach Matzah Moriah. So you have a Kazalis Pesach. And you have a Kazalis Matzah, the Kazalis Moriah. So the community from the Hefze. So the Kazalis Pesach becomes bottling the two Xeisi of Mon Pesach, of Matzah and Moriah. Chabitrei, Mashiachim, if you are Kele, you have a Kazalis of Matzah and the Kazalis of Moriah. So it's Chabichab. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. As Bitu Chabichab. Only Chabitrei, Mashiachim, from the point of view of Peter and the Maisa Mitzvah, as the Mila be expected. As the Mila expected. So there, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Pesach Matzah or Moriah. Pesach Matzah or Moriah, or Matzah. Now, because there is still a Peter and the Maisa Mitzvah. Because he eats, he does the Maisa Mitzvah, the Matzah together with the Moriah. So we may lay. When Hillel says that you can, and Hillel did it like this, when Hillel was king of Pesach Matzah Moriah, so that means that Hillel, so two halachas can be used from Hillel's practice. First of all, that mitzvahs of the battle is who in the hefte, because if Hillel had held that mitzvahs are the battle is who in the hefte, how could he swallow three tzitzit of Pesach Matzah Moriah? Bimasa. So there will be a bitul in the heft. So it's a raya that he will hold. There is no bitul in the heft. We just say the battle is in the heft. But then there's not a question that, but the truth, there is no bitul in the heft, but there is a bitul in the maisa mitzvah. The maisa achille of the Moriah should negate the maisa mitzvah of Matzah. So how did Hillel do it? So it's a raya that Hillel also holds that mitzvahs in battle is Uezu, there is no bitul in the maisa mitzvah either. So two things. Now, we see that there is a machlekes rishonim. There is a machlekes rishonim as to whether the rabbonim of Hillel, achilik an Hillel, or the rabbonim of Hillel are not free. So there are some Rishonim who say that the rabbonim of Hillel achilik an Hillel. The Malamoyim. Lamoya says that the rabbonim of Hillel achilik an Hillel. And the goal of the rabbonim of Hillel is to be achar, you get to achilik an Hillel. And the Ramban says that both are good, and there isn't even the chatchila to eat the tzeh with the atzmei. Is it with the atzmei according to the Ramban's pshat in the Ramban? According to the says there is a chatchila, but according to the Ramban, there isn't even the chatchila. So the Mele, we can say that the Ramban shittim. The Rambam Shita is that like the Rambam, that insofar as the Rabbonim of Hillel are concerned, so we can become a mitzvah, either to Kerech or Zebich Yatzmei, be Zebich Yatzmei. Because Hillel says two things. First of all, Hillel says that there is no bitul lecheft, this is a tragedy. Then Hillel says another halacha, that there is no bitul the ma'isat. So in so far as Hillel is being of mitzvahs in battles with the ma'isat mitzvah is concerned, so we can say the Rambam Shite can be like the Rambam, that the Rabbonon are agree with Hillel that mitzvahs in battles with the ma'isat. Now Hillel was Kerech, Yoshamu said, that Hillel was Kerech, who was Kerech Pesach Matzah. Now, this time we say, I mentioned that according to the Rambam, so even Hillel understands the how, not in the sense of an avol, but in the sense of something. That's why the Rambam says, Kerech Matzah is my advice, not Pesach Matzah. But then the Yerushalmi is contrary to the Rambam. Because the Yerushalmi says that Hillel was given Shloshlom Giachas. Shloshlom Giachas. So it could be that Enochnam, Hillel, as I said last time, that according to the Rambam, so even according to Hillel, Al needs to be understood in the sense of something. So in other words, the Pesach, our matzahs and meilim yichlu, so somuch to the matzahs and meilim, we should be the converse. So only the matzah and the morah have to be together, man. But the Pesach has never been somuch to the matzah and morah. But even from the point of view of somuch, now somuch, there are all kinds of degrees in somuch. All kinds of degrees of somuch. Now, if Al means somuch, then the Pesach has to be somuch to the matzah and morah. So what does it mean somuch? Suppose someone at the beginning of the night of Pesach, so he will eat matzimah. He'll eat matzimah. Then he'll go to sleep and he'll sleep 10 hours. And he'll wake up before Am Rashah, according to Habakkuk of the Pesach Nazar. So Pesach can be Echa. Oh, let's say you come to Nazareth, so you sleep 5 hours only before Chatzis. You'll get up before Chatzis. And now he'll eat the common vessel. Will then become something. Probably not. Because something means something. Something doesn't mean that he eats the matzah in the morning and then he goes to sleep for 10 hours and then he gets up, eats still Lilo, and he eats the vessel. That's not something. So there was a hadas, there was such a hefseh. So it's not even somuch. So somuch means somuch. But if there was a hadas, he went to sleep. So that's not somuch. So even if we say that the pshat according to Hillel in Al Matzah Sumerim in the Chulis, the Pesach should be eaten somuch to the Matzah Sumerim, that means the Matzah Sumerim together manish. And the Pesach somuch to it. But if someone will eat the matzahs of the day in the middle of the night, and then he'll go to sleep, and then when he gets up, while it's still night, he'll eat the Pesach, he will not be able to eat it, because that's not somuch. So what is somuch? Somuch means if there was no Hesach Hadas. If there was no Hesach Hadas between, but if there was a Hesach Hadas, then it's not somuch. Then it's not somuch. So suppose there is no Hesach Hadas. So even let's say if half an hour will come, it's still somuch. But if it is immediately after the matzah morer, then it is more somuch than if he eats half an hour. And if he eats the kol pesach, the kazan is pesach half an hour after the matzah morer. So it is more somuch than if he eats it an hour. And if he eats it an hour, so it is more somuch than if he eats it 2 hours later. So in other words, the closer it is to the achille of the matzah and moreya, the more so it is. So maybe there is certainly a mitzvah now. Two, he can be becoming the mitzvah. He can be becoming the mitzvah according to the Rambam's pshat Hillel. That even according to Hillel. So how is to be understood in the sense of somuch, not in the sense of antavo. So maybe he can be becoming the mitzvah. A cocktail by eating first matzah mora mamish b'sachas in the sandwich, and then somuch to it. If he eats the kazayis pesach, he's become the mitzvah. Even if he eats an hour later, but there is certainly mitzvah mufreir. He should not allow time to elapse. So it will be more somuch. The more somuch it is, the more mitzvah mufreir it is. So it's more somuch. So. What is the highest degree of somuch? If it's mamish together, that's the highest degree of somuch. So the melech, the Yerushalmi says, Hillel has a kilo yekir shlosh tov yachas. The Yerushalmi doesn't say Hillel has a kilo yoheimei mechuyev bodom yekir shlosh tov yachas. That the Yerushalmi doesn't say. Hillel has a kilo, that was his practice. That was his practice to do it. Shlosh tom keach. Shlosh tom keach. Why? Because in Hanabi Mechuye, according to the Rambam, so even Hillel will agree. Even Hillel will agree that he is not Mechuye to be Kedah Shlosh tom keach. he's only mechuyev to the keilech. Matzah more kachas. But the Pesach to be eaten, there is no chiyuv in eating the Pesach kachas with the matzah more. But the chiyuv is to eat it samuch to the matzah more. So the more samuch it is, it's a mitzvah mufka, it's more of a mitzvah mufka. And the high, so in other words, so the highest mitzvah mufka would be if it's the highest degree of samuch. What is the highest degree of samuch? If it's mamash. So that's why, so Hillel wanted to fulfill it in the highest degree of samuch. So they got the mitzvah mufka. So again, that's what we got. Now, Omer Abiyachare, looking out of the. So there is a variance in the expression in the Bible, even though both remarks were made by Abicha and were two separate remarks. And there is a variance in the expression. In the Bible, so Abicha says, all that Abicha says, that the Rabbot Achirit, he doesn't say that Aloch is not, that we pass not like him. He just mentions that the Rabbanan Achilek Amila, how do we pass it? The Mikra doesn't say anything. The Gemara says, the Hashem Rikmahim Kesavot Yorik Havon. So it is obvious that Rabbi Yechon didn't mean that the Halacha is not like that. Because then the Gemara can say, Hashem Rikmahim Kesavot Yorik Havon. All that Rabbi Yechon says in the bottom is that the Rabbanan Achilek Amila, but what's the Achoy? There is no Achoy. Rabbi Yechon doesn't say it. What Achoy is, how it passes. But here the expression in the Yerushalmi is Chlukin, he doesn't say Chavero. Chlukin al Lazotin, the Halacha is not like Lazot. We cannot be made like Lazot was made. How was he Lazot made? He was Kerech, Shmoshto Kachas, Pesach Matzah Moreh. So Chlukin al Lazot. Chlukin al Lazot. In other words, we don't pass him like Lazot. In this practice, we cannot be named like a silver day. Pesach Matzah. Why not? Because Hillel HaZoken now did it. How did they do it? Hillel HaZoken did it. He was killed Pesach Matzah. So then, if it's Pesach Matzah, so then there was a problem of Bidu Nechefze. So that the Kazayis Pesach could have been compote with Nechefze, the Kazayis Pesach. Could have become bottled in the heftes of the two facing matzah. And the heftes of the Kazayis matzah could have been bottled, could have become bottled in the two facing of Pesach and so on. So, and Hillel did it. So in other words, Hillel held that there is no bitter in the heftes. So, Rabbi Yechon says, Chluki Malu Lazar. On that point of him, Hillel said two things. By acting out that way, in other words, by being killed by Pesach Matzah Moreh, he in effect said to the others, there is mitzvahs in Batel Zuh Zuh Nechefze. Even when it's hard to pray, so mitzvahs in Batel Zuh Zuh. And also, mitzvahs in Batel Zuh Zuh in the Maisach. So, Chukim Al Hillel has okay in regard to the point that there is no bit of Nechefze of mitzvahs in Batel Zuh. So, Chukim Al Hillel. There is people that have to. So in many ways, we cannot be named like Hillel, with man of eyes, to eat. We have Pesach Matzah Moreh. Then there will be people that have to have it right. There will be people that have to have it right. So the more as the Kashi, Boga Bielichene, Kirech, Matzah Moreh. So Amon Bielichene says, Amon Hedra Bielichene says, that Chut Malazot, that we don't the Achoy is not like Lazar. He cannot be named like Lazar. And then Rabbi Yechonen himself did Matzah Moreh. Now, so the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechonen gave Matzah Moreh, doesn't mean that he just basically like Rabbi Yechonen just did Matzah Moreh. Kinah Matzah Moreh, Rabbi Yechonen did as Gemara says we should do. Hashem lo yit mahim kaza lo yikil lo yikil lo yikil Biborach lachlas matzeh ve'ochil, ve'odem biborach lachlas morah ve'ochil, ve'odem ochil matzeh ve'chaseh, that means matzeh ve'odem, baradodeh. So Rabbi Yechonen did all the three things. So one of the three things that he did was to eat matzeh morah. He was kerech matzeh morah. One, in order to come home, in order to come home, to heal, in order to come home, to heal, because if you make the hell, that the Achoye is not like Hillel, we don't need the preachers for Hillel, so why should Rabbi Yochanan do all the three things? First matzah, then mover, then matzah. All he had to do is to eat first the kazayis matzah, and then the kazayis mover. That's all. But Rabbi Yochanan, on Pesach night, he also did this. He was kerech matzah mover. The Yeshayahu doesn't mean that that's all he did. Rabbi Yochanan certainly did it the way the Gemara, the Bible tells us. First the Kazayis Matzah, then the Kazayis Morah, then Matzah Morah. So one of the things that Rabbi Yochanan did was Matzah Morah. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan was chishish for him. Because if Rabbi Yochanan had held that the Aloche is not a killer, why should he eat Matzah Morah? All he had to do is to eat the Kazayis Matzah, and then the Kazayis Morah. Kazayis Morah. That's all. But not Matzah Morah. For Rabbi Yochanan killer, he Matzah Morah. So now, so that the Meisha says the Yerushalmi is Turutzi. That's the Meisha's chat. But why should we say that the Yerushalmi is Turutzi? The Yerushalmi doesn't even use the Roshan of Yerushalmi. The Roshan of Yerushalmi is Kam Mishasamikdosh, Kam Shalomishamikdosh. A few Tema Kam Mishasamikdosh. So that the Meisha explains it, a few Tema is Yerushalmi. But there is no Yerushalmi here in the Yerushalmi. ואפילו תימא, כאן וכאן משעס המקדוס, שני כבר כאן מלאכות ובארץ. So, the Yerushalmi can be explained very, very well on the basis of one teretz, not to do it. So, the Yerushalmi discussion was, here the Yerushalmi says, look at my Yerushalmi. What did we look at? Not just the Rabbana. That Rabbi Yochanan says in the Bible, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Chuk al Lazotin, we don't. We are not made like Lazotin. The Achoy is not like Lazotin. For Rabbi Yochanan, for Kirch Matzah Morah, in the midst of the same, so among the various things that Rabbi Yochanan did, Pesach Night, so there was one thing he did. He was Kirch Matzah Morah, so that's because he was Rishis Moshe Nezilel. So it's a story of Rabbi Yochanan and Yochanan. Here he says, Chukki al Lazotin, the Aloch is very good at the Lazotin. And here he acted out according to Lazotin. So the Yerushalmi gives one teretz. Kam Yishas Amikdos, we can't shalom is something. In other words, when the Bichan said the Aloch is not like Lazotin, he had reference to Hillel's practice of Pesach Matzah Morah, that's the practice of his father's Amikdos. So it's looking at Lazotin. So this is not like Lazotin. This practice is not here. We don't ask for this practice of Hillel.
So the field is only greeted from what all kinds of degrees of sorrow. So what's the highest degree of sorrow? If it's managed. If it's managed together, then the highest degree, so it's a mitzvah namur. So at that point, I'm this mitzvah namur. So it's hooking up. Why? Because we ask that there is people that have. So when can there be people that have there only when they have three things? Yes, two against one. But if you are here, back from all your people, it's not the same. There is no people that have there. Some melee, Gilman would have done the same, I mean, Al-Dichel would have done the same thing, but even match them all together, and then would have been immediately after that. The Pesach is Magnus Amigos, in order to conform to the Shikya Bilal. And he would have fulfilled the mitzvah of Tom Pesach, Machilas Tom Pesach, Alim Hilo, because he himself agrees that one is not the way of three, Pesach matzah more together. All that one is the way of three, together is matzah more, and the Pesach has to make out so good the matzah more, which is together. But Hilo himself held that mitzvahs in matzahs will do even the chetzeh, so he wanted to have the highest degree of sorrow. And the highest degree of sorrow is Antat Mamesh. So you may read it that way. But looking a little well, we say, we pass through that mitzvahs out of matzahs will do in the chetzeh. If it's chafu, can be prayed. If chafu can be prayed. So maybe we cannot do it. But matzah more, if you are a matzah, the mitzvah can be done. So anyway, there is no stira between the Yerushalmi and Matzah. On the contrary, the Yerushalmi is in full conformity to the Matzah. Now, let's see now. So then it means that the Shita Sarambam, that the Shita Sarambam means, as we said last time, that it may call into Yerushalmi. So there is no Chiyuk that I say, or in the Chiyuk that I want. So there is no chiyuv to Pesach Matzah, but the chiyuv is to be Matzah. But the Pesach has to be Pesach to the combination of the Matzah. Ours to be the Kotila is to be understood in the sense of song. The only thing is the Machlech is between the Kotilah. So the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Hillel consists whether Yolchlu means the Pesach is Merhav, is Somuch to the Matzahs and Melech, which are together. Or means each one means the Yolchlu as reference to each one. So the Rabbonon say Yolchlu means each one. And according to Hillel, Yolchlu as reference to the Pesach. The Pesach is Merhav. Somuch to the combination of Matzahs and Melech. So, but it has to be something, So in the way, the more something is, the more the mitzvah mukhar is. And the highest degree of something is Antat Mamesh. So that's why he wrote it. Because according to Yom, there was no father. But who came out of Yom? We passed through that there is between the heads. There is between the heads. Now, so the Rambam asked me. So the Rambam asked me, "Vatach ider matzu morech yachas." So in other words, because the Rambam asked me that it's not mucher when the halachim like Hillel or the halachim is like the Rabbanon, but even according to the Rabbanon, so you can be required to be there. Why do you get together? I mean, in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. In accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. But the Rambam says that, in that way, that the Rabbanon are not chelik on Hillel. But they are not chelik on Hillel secondly. Because Hillel says two things. First of all, he says the first thing of Hillel is that mitzvahs in Bakr Zuezu, there is no people in the Chetzeh. So maybe even if it's Kedah Shloshton, so it's a while. And that thing, the Rabbanon are chelik. And we don't pass quite well. Chlukino. But then, there is another thing that you will say, that there is no people in the Maisam, that Mitzvah in the Bakr Zuezu. So on the second inaugural, that there is mitzvah of matzah, there is the mitzvah of mitzvah, so the Rambam can agree with the Rambam that the Rabbon Nachel on the second day. But on the first inaugural, the Rabbon Nachel, and we don't pass like in regard to the first inaugural, we pass him that he cannot eat it Pesach matzah more. Pesach matzah. Or actually, the Rambam pass him, but I can't eat it matzah more, not Pesach matzah more. According to him himself, so he, if he wants, he can eat Pesach matzah more, but it's not mukhah. But the Chuyev is not. But the Rambam Paschus, no, he cannot eat Pesach matzah more. But only matzah. And matzah more will come more to both, to Chuyev and to Rabbon Avilah. Because Rabbon Avilah agreed with the second din Avilah, that there is no beef with the Maisam, which then is in that. But the Rambam, so we can say the Shita the Rambam. So first of all, the Shita the Rambam is like the Rambam, that according to Rabbon Avilah, so you can do it either way, but you cannot do it by making Kedah a place of Matzah. And that is not required even according to Avilah, it's only in the number. So he said, like, happy mother. And then we can say that the Rambam Shita means that he without the Hillel, so the Kira is only the Hakri, right? But the other thing without Kira in the time is there. So the Rambam says, we will have a thing for some reason. He cannot be the time that the Hakri is. So, and because of that, he's forced to eat Matzah in the Hakri. So then that will progress. Not one more. That's one way of saying the Rambam. But we can explain the Rambam another way. That perhaps the Rambam Shita is completely like Rambam. Now, as Rambam says, he did not have to know that either way is wrong. And he did not feel that Tirah is not. So maybe, the Shita Rambam is becoming like Rambam. That in regard to the Rambam, so either one is wrong. In regard to Hillel, that Tirah is not. And that's the reason why the Rambam says, Barakatir Matsu Morakas. But then the Rambam says, the Yerushalmi says that there is a distinction between Kerach of Pope 3 and Kerach of 2. Why? Because the way Yerushalmi is, as far as the problem of people the heart is concerned, so when can there be people that have said? When can there be people that have said? That is only in the Chavdal Chet. But if it's Chavdal Chet, because I is a master, because I is a lawyer, so there is no big. But if you have it, because I is a professor, I is a master, it's a warrior, then there is. Now, so, but suppose, but if so far as people, the head is concerned, so then there is a machlik is a possible, the most possible, say that people who hold does not mean of meaning, but just of being. That was suppose you have one kazalis of Nisea, and that's Nisari with two sensing. Okay, so of course there will be, that's Chalifah. But suppose you have one kazalis of Efea, and the kazalis plus of Nisea. So that's Chobinian. You don't have Chobinian. Not two sensing of Efea, but the kazalis of Nisea, and the kazalis plus. So there's a machlekes, of course, machlekes achrei, where the word means how to pray means of being dead. So only if you have the kazayis of Peter and the kazayis of Israel and two things of Peter, so there will be a more meaning. what he said, the Catanis of Israel, and the Catanis was of Israel, of Israel, there is no difference. But most first he said, the God being is not. God being is not, if we die. Now, according to the sheet of books was that God being is not, if we die from being. So we have a problem of people that have to say, not only Pesach Passover, unless, so then don't we have a problem with people that have said, don't we have Matzah, if we have the Tzitzum, just the Kataiz, Matzah, and the Tzitzum Kataiz, but that's a difficult to be solved. We can be solved, but many times, so it's not exactly Kataiz of that and Kataiz of that. So one is more than the other. So you have to be mitzvah, just the same quality of the matzah and the moel, the same. But if one is more than the other, so then we have already opinion. We already have opinion. So in the way, even, so that Yerushalmi said that the Bichon was given just matzah moel, so then there was no problem with the chetzeh. So the Bichon was mitzvah saying, he had just the Kataiz of Matzah, the Kataiz of Moriah, but suppose he would have a little more than the Kataiz of Moriah, or a little more of the Kataiz of Matzah. And the other would be just the Kataiz, so then he would have a problem with people that had also a lot of the possibility that people of Bidden is not, even though it's not for me, even though it's not for me. So maybe the Hamdom said, this is the Hakak, he doesn't have to worry, he just said, so there are two ways of explaining the Ramah. One way is just of explaining the Ramah, which is like the last part. And that's a simple way. The way I said it last time. In other words, that the Rambam, even after he wrote his piece in the sheet of the Ramah, that came out of the hill of the Ramah of the Ramah. But in regard to the Ramah of the piece in the sheet of the Rambam, that either way can be done either way. But there's another way. We can say that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam without the Hillel, that Kiran is nothing. And he agrees with the Rambam without the Kabbalah, that either way it's good to call it the Rambam. So the real Rambam says, because of that, not Kiran Matsumorita. Not just Matsumorita that cannot do, because then there will be people that have to come with it. So he says, then he says, be more Kiran Matsumorita than more than that. In other words, before the Chalzeh is not, you see, so there is a very distortion. Before, when he says, when he talks about Terah, so he uses the Rosh of Hebe, of present. But Hakach, Terah, Matzah, Moraka, Matzah, Moraka, he uses the Rosh of the present. And there, when he says, Bimorcha, Matzah, Yatsi, Moraka, Yatsi, he uses the Rosh of the past, of Moraka. Why? Why? The Rambam was a very good answer. Big Daikin, the Rambam is known to be a very big Daikin in Russia. So he was so exact in his Russian. Why, when he talks of Kera, he uses the Russian of present? So we should follow up the same pattern and say, we made the Atom is an Atom, or one of the Atom. He doesn't say, we made the Vimoha. Why did he change? Why this transition from the washing of Hebe to the washing of Hebe? So according to the first chapter, we said it's also right. Because according to the first chapter, we said that actually the Rambam has a socket where the word that was in my journal, or socket from all the people. So mainly, so the Chatrila issued the Yahas, he should come from to Hiroshi. But the Eved, if he will be made it, that even if he doesn't see the Kera, if not God's is Mikhail. So he, for some reason, he cannot see the Kera. So that's why there is that change in the worship. Because this is when the safety of our Lord is expressive of a special situation where for some reason he cannot come forth to the Hathira. So that's why there is a realness in the expression, and he says it in the washing of the past of God. But it could be another chance. In other words, the Rambam is Jesus, the Rambam doesn't say that in regard to Hillel, so Hillel is not. In regard to the Rambam, so either way, just as good. So maybe the Rambam, when he uses the washing of the present David, he says like Kakir Matsamora, in order to fulfill the mitzvah called the Hillel. But then he says, but, so it's all right. Because insofar as mitzvahs, regarding to a Jew is concerned, so there are two questions in this matter. Number one is the question of people that have said, and the second is the question of people that have said. So here we got the question of people that have said, so there are one of the other that do it for people in the right sense. If we have to people that have said, so in the name of the Rabbon of people say, there is people that have said, we don't pass the Rabbon. But if it's a Kazai's matzah, the Kazai's more than the good people that have said, because it's half a half. So the good people that have said is Kazai's matzah, Kazai's more than, if it's exactly Kazai's matzah, Kazai's more. But suppose it's not exactly, but suppose one meal is more than the other. Suppose the matzah is more than the other. Or the war is more than the other. Then the good people that have said. So then he could do it that way. So then he has to meet also matter with the answer, or more with the answer, or matter. But then you'll have to do two things. So we'll have to eat matter with the answer, and more with the answer, and you'll have to eat care also, in order to conform to both cities. As the Rambam says, so when the Rambam says, the same prayer, or the word, be more how matter with the answer, or more with the answer, even if so it doesn't mean. Because the Rambam before moved the Roshon Aruch, so he said, "Barakach kerach matzo morakach." So that was that's a must. I mean, that's the second shout in the Rambam. So it's a must that he has to eat matzo morakach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kol Pesach with the Isaac on the hill. And he says, "We can eat it with our own like you know, or the Aruch is like a mom." And let's say, and if according to him also here, it would be good. So maybe there is a must that he must eat matzo morakach. So he doesn't use being korach matzo morakach with more borah okay. Because he cannot say being korach. Being korach would imply it can be avoided. No, it cannot be avoided. It's imperative. He must barakach korach matzo morakach. That is a must. Matzah morakach is a must. But there are two situations. There is a situation where he is able to believe something that the quantity of the matzah should be managed the same not in matching more than the quantity of morakach. So then there wouldn't be any problem with people that have said. So then all he has to do is to begin matzah morakach. A kazayis matzah exactly, and the kazayim is more exactly. That's all he has to do. But suppose he cannot be tzamtzei to have exactly kazayim, the same quantity of matzeh and the same quantity of moreh. Suppose he cannot be tzamtzei that. It's not so easy to be tzamtzei to have managed the same quantity of matzeh as a moreh. Not in much more. So then there is a problem with people. So then he cannot do that. So then he says, "Vivochal matzah b'kliatzmo u'mona b'kliatzme." So then he'll have to do two things. He'll have to eat twice. First, he'll have to eat the kazayim's matzah separately, and the kazayim's mora separately. Because I use more separately, and then we leave matzah and more together. So that's why he changes the washing from the hebe to the or. And he says, be more how matzah than the more. If he feels that it's necessary to eat also matzah, not more than matzah, so then he should make the points. Then he should make the points. So of course, but after that, you have to eat because I use matzah and more together in order to come home to the Hishida of Yoel Gabon, the way he says it in our even your mitzvahs, why is not? He doesn't discuss it in detail because the Rambam is relying on what he says in our Tachetz. All right, but that's, so it's much better than washing a Rambam if we explain it. Yeah. Now, when the Yerushalmi definitely has reference to people in the head, because when the Yerushalmi says, looking at you as okay, when the Yerushalmi says, looking at you as okay, so the Yerushalmi means people in the head said, because from the point of view of people in the lifestyle, there is no distinction. There is no distinction between Pesach Matzah Moda or Matzah Moda. So it's only from the point of view of Bitul Nechet. So if you get Pesach Matzah Moda, so then there is Bitul Nechet. Now this we have to understand. How could there be Bitul Nechet? Why? So how does Rashi's Bochim explain it? I mean Bitul Nechet in connection with Pilate. Because when Bochim before his father did, so he chose the matter of water. So he breaks it up into smaller parts before his father. When is he kind of eaten with his father? So actually, the chewing is only a hachshah to the Maisa Mitzvah. The real Maisa Mitzvah consists in the swallow. So at the time when he swallows it, so the matter and the water are broken up into small particles, and they are mixed up one with the other. So it's kahunas. So maybe they can be. So the people in the Maisa Mitzvah understand. But how is there a problem, let's say you need expressive, how is there a problem with beating the head? Because the Kadai is more, and the Kadai is Masya, and the Kadai is Pesach, in the process of the course of the process of chewing, are broken up into small particles, and they are terminal. It is man before they are swallowed. So it's human. Now, so, but if it's Nikar of Israel, so then there is no that wherever there is, so you say it's not Nikalisya. How is it Nikalisya is Mamu? The particles of the Pesach and the particles of the Matzah and the Moran is Mamu, it's not Nikalisya. That doesn't mean that it's not Nikalisya. So it's, but it's still being swallowed. But you know, after you chew up, the Pesach and the Matzah, Kalpais Pesach, Kalpais Matzah, Kalpais Moher, and it's all broken up in the middle, in his mouth. So it's still becomes there, because he can just spit it out, and then he'll be able to identify the particles of Pesach, from the particles of Matzah, from the particles of Moher. Average person would be able to identify the particles of the Pesach from the particles of the Matzah and from the particles of the Torah. Why should he be able? Unless he has such teeth that he chewed it up so well that it's already in the form of a powder on the evening. And it's so intermingled that it's impossible to identify. But I can't even imagine that a person when he chews should break it out such a fine powder that it would be that even if he spit it out, it should be impossible to identify one from the other. So how can there be, so as long as it's possible, only shamefully, that where they have doubts of these ceremonies, even though they are interviewed, but it is possible by attentive observation to identify and to separate one from the other, so then there is no way. So then it's like Nikalisa doesn't mean Nikalisa. What? That should be Nikalisa what the Mahmoud is called. Even though it's not Nikalisa what the Mahmoud is called, but it's possible to spit it out and then to identify and separate one from the other, so then it's over. Now, when the Mahmoud is, according to the Mishnah, there is a relationship between him and his customer. He received my doubt and he discussed with the customer today. We discussed it. Now, so for the machlekes, complicated machine, there is a machlekes between machines against the Rambam machines, and machines against the Rambam machines, and the Rashi, the Tirus Amari.
Out of all of it, it would become butter.
because all the topic doesn't quite who mix us a genie, so the Bible says. But they have genie who ask us. Yes, going is going to use all of them. So Hemas, Hemorak is also. Why? Because we meet Sadim was wrong. We play the Zuchel Holoch in Shalom. True, there is no doubt that Holoch Domain would not become converted into God. Because Holoch Domain doesn't go anyway. But in Hemor, you always find backwards. Pause. And in the pause, you find, in the pause of the butter, you find droplets. So in other words, those droplets do not regulate. So maybe the hemor, so this is again, you say that you cannot use, in other words, even use of domain, so the domain, so then you cannot even use hemorza. Why? Because in the pause of the butter, you find backwards. These backwards in a regular, maybe these backwards are backwards of all domain. But if it was backwards of all domain, so he couldn't make butter, but he could, the goal he wanted to make the butter. So he could have made the butter out of the hummus. But call him to air and call him to the common practice of going to use Hall of Domain, so is the common practice to be married. Hall of Domain, Hall of Nitoya. So the Hall of Toya coagulated and it was converted into butter. And the Hall of Domain remained in the pores, in the form of droplets. So can you say, that it just, when Mr. Sagini was sworn, which means it's to the Hall of Shinishoya, Shari of Kukche, the Hemo, in Muren, in the Hemo, so the Rashbam there's a bias. When there's a bias, it's a shadow. So the Rashbam is massive. He says that even if it is so, that the Tzuche Cholok in the pores of the bar happened to be the Tzuche Cholok of New Tome, which was Muren with the whole of Victoria and did not regulate. Not regulate. So it's also alright. Because it becomes what? It becomes what? So why it becomes what? Because it's impossible. So the husband said, suppose someone was in, let's say, in the water, in the walls, in the sea bucket. Could he remove all the droplets, and still have water remaining? He could, but together with the removal of the droplets, the minute droplets of water in the minute pores of the water, he will have to take away part of the water itself. So he'll have very little water left. Once he gets through with the removal of all the droplets that are contained in the pores of the water. So the melee, it's the Hubez, it's mortal. It's not the Lord, but the Shishim also. So there is a need of people. There is a need of people. So the Mishnah says that what is the reason, what is the Shita of the Hebrew, who has there, who has there, so he says, because the game holds that as long as you can identify visually, in Israel, when do we say that Mika, when is the ritual, if it is moving to such an extent that you cannot even pinpoint, you cannot earmark them, you cannot identify them visually, it's only way that you cannot put out and say, well, this particle is the particle of Israel. These particles are particles. If you cannot do it there, then there is. But suppose it's muted, so minutely, so interspersed, that you could not separate it one from the other, unless you can do the whole thing. But you could pinpoint visually and say, well, I cannot separate one from from there. But I can identify. Here I see particles of Israel. Here I see particles of Israel. So then it's like we got the Israel going to the beginning. And there is no way. So that the Lord is going to the beginning. The child here at the beginning. Of course, as soon as the Lord is born, there will be my three kids between me. It's like me. And the Rashbol. What is Michael Israel? So according to the Rashbol, Michael Israel means not only that you can visually identify, that you can visually identify them and you can visually separate them. But you can visually identify them. But it's impossible to separate them. It's impossible to separate them. So then, unless you remove the whole thing, you destroy the whole thing when you separate them. So then there is beginning. Then it's not again. And according to this again, as long as you can visually identify them by looking at the Namut is very effective. So you can visually identify them, even though it's impossible to separate one from the other. So it's Nikaris according to this. Now, so one thing is clear, that according now, Yerushalmi here says, looking out, and we explain that this has reference only to this point of view of being here at Pesach tomorrow. So then you have, so then you have Chabukhei, so it's looking out, because there is people in the head, the interest in the market, as well as in the head. So how could there be people? How could there be people in the head? According to the Shittes, again, there is a difference. Because the Shittes again means that even if it's impossible to separate one from the other, as long as you visually, when you look at the defense, you can identify one from the other and say, this is such a problem. This is such a problem. As for example, the droplets in the pores. So when you look at it effectively, you can see, so you can notice all the small pores, and you can notice, identify all the tuchel. But you can, it's impossible to separate all from that. You have to destroy the whole part. If you start doing that, separating all the droplets, all the minute droplets. So the game is saying that as long as you can visually identify what you can independently, so the neighbor there is no big. So here too, after we choose, we make the dog chewing of the Kabbalah's Pesach, Kabbalah's Mabuk, Kabbalah's Gora. He will only spit them out. Of course, if he keeps his mouth closed, so he won't be able to visually identify one from the other. But if he spits them out, he puts it in place. And he doesn't feel old, you know, to look at them. So then he'll readily be able to identify the broken particles of the Pesach from the broken particles of the Matzah Menorah. There is no doubt. Much more readily than in this case. But even according to the Rashi, the Rashi says that there is people, even if you can identify them visually, as long as it's impossible to separate one from the other. But here I don't think that it's impossible. Over there in the Chemo, it's impossible to separate. You have to destroy the whole thing. After all, it's one piece. And then in order to separate all the violence of the destroyed whole, you will have to upset the whole part, which is one body, which is one thing. But here, the Tahute is they have already broken out into little tiny fragments. It will only require hard work in order to separate. But it's, I suppose that in 1 hour it will be done. I mean, such a thing. I mean, if it splits out, the Kabbalah's Pesach, the Kabbalah's Matzah, the Kabbalah's Torah, all chewed up. So, and if you accept them effectively, Chinese students to move one from the other or even with the hand. So then you may be able to do it. But certainly according to the game, there is no people. And I think that people come to Russia. So here it's not impossible to set the point of war. So why should there be? So we have to say that these people, even the people that have to say, is not the general people of the soul. It is a special type of people. This is a people, if we say that there is people that have to say, now you ask of yourself, well, that there is no people, pictures in Baptist, so there is no people in the heavens. But if we say, who can all of us? So we don't pass by you, but we say, now the Rabbonon Wachim can look left and the first way. So the Rabbonon Wachim and they help the mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. So why does the Gemara use the expression mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs? So be shleime in regard to the second type of people in the Pisa, mitzvahs. So we understand this why the Gemara emphasizes the expression mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. Because it's a shaila whether the mindset, whether the mindset achilah of the morning is negates the mindset mitzvah of the achilah's mindset. That's why the morning uses the expression mitzvah. But in regard to the first thing of people, that the people in the heavens say that there is no people in the heavens, he will say. And the Rabbanon of the Lord say there is people in the heavens. So as far as people in the heavens is concerned, if we assume it's the general, it's based upon the general meaning of people, like people in Zoom, why use the expression mitzvahs about the Zoom? It's a shayla. So, in other words, he will say it's about the Zoom, even though in Kovatel Kule there is people have said, what kind of people would it be? Let's say in the region. So there would be a number of people called the Yoshamone, and they say that if there is Chabot, right? So then there is people. So it's a people of Yorish, not people of Ablach, because Ablach means that there is in distribution. Certainly here when we choose, and because I stress that because I smore, so it does not distribute, you know, the three sets in Yiruya. So that each unit of the Talmudes would have exactly, then there would be people. I mean, so there would have, I mean, there would be people, but then there would be a two-thirds, so I mean, one-third of each, in each unit, there would be one-third of the Matzah, one-third of the Pesach, one-third of the Moreh. That certainly could not take place as a result of Jewish. So there is no even distribution. So what kind of people is there? It's a people of Yom Biyovich. It's a people of Yom Biyovich. So in other words, we have to say that when you will say, now if we say that the people here is the people in the heavens, means the general people of people. The general people of life, people is Zoom. So what kind of people would it be? It would be a bit of Yom Biyovich, of Habitrei. So why does Hillel say that Jesus is not Jesus? So it is special halacha that there is no people, even though the halacha of people is a general thing, but in mitzvahs it doesn't apply. Why should it be such a halacha of mitzvah? Also, Malaysia, if from the point of view of the general thing of people, of Habitrei, of Yom Biyovich, so this is considered a Nikar Yitzhak. So why does he all say mitzvahs in Yom Kippur? Why not? Unless there is a special type of kosher. Unless there is a special type of kosher. But we see from this that he will speak of mitzvahs in Yom Kippur, so it's not based on a special type of kosher. I can't know. He will speak of mitzvahs in Yom Kippur, so it's based upon his word. Because the Isa says that the kohen in Zohar lechad chilurishu mitzvah. That here there is a special deed contrary to the general deed. So we see that there is no special than the cause of here, the contrary. So here we speak of this as a matter. So the zoo is not based upon the special than the cause of it's based upon its glory. But if the people in the heavens say on the earth, that there is no people in the heavens, is an evening, like, let's say, according to our Bible, the Jewish people. So it's in line with the general view of people. So why does he will say there is no people? He means that there is no people, make a case. Make a case that there is no people. So we have to say, that as far as the Jewish between the heavens, so it's also a special Allah in Mitzvahs. If we say that a Mitzvah the vacuum was in the heavens, so it is special in the people in the heavens. Not the general denominator. Why shouldn't the general denominator be a fire? So according to the game, the general denominator doesn't apply, because whenever you can visually identify the one party from the other, it's impossible to separate them. So it's like we can be there and there's no people. And if they come to the Rashba, that where there is possible to separate them, then there is people. Then it's not to be there. But in this case, it's not impossible to separate them. Over there, by school, they hold. In the Hebo, it's impossible to separate. But here, it's not impossible to require style. But if we produce it, if the one who chewed up the Kadai's Besam, the Kadai's Matzah, the Kadai's Torah, would only spit out these three things in the Tarita people, in the first, with each other, so when he would spend a little time, he would be able to separate the particles of water from the particles of that. So there is no people according to everyone, as far as the general is not being able in the head of this question. But here, the Rabbanan of Hillel, you say there is between the heads, and because of that, you cannot be given Pesach Matzah. Jerabas Matzah. So they hold there is a special halacha. Wherever the mitzvah is fulfilled with certain heads of mitzvah. Now it's here. So Pesach is a heads of mitzvah. Every Matzah is a Pesach of mitzvah. It is a heads of mitzvah. And more than